Exploring the African narrative, leading the conversation, and enlightening our listeners. Africa Business Radio, towards a profitable Africa.
Please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Rumiana Nikolova. I'm originally from Bulgaria, but I have been in South Africa for 25 years.
Yeah.
And I have been working at the University of Limpopo for 19 years. Next year, I will have 20 years at the University of Limpopo. So I'm a professor in plant physiology and biotechnology in the Department of Biodiversity, School of Molecular and Life Sciences, and Faculty of Agriculture and Sciences.
Yeah.
So we have developed innovation technology for micropropagation in vitro culture of indigenous South African plants, Strelitzia, specifically Strelitzia UK. Our innovation was patented internationally in the European countries and also Australia, South Africa, and Aripo African countries.
Yeah.
And now we are going to the next stage. We want to commercialize the product and we want to start with the pre-commercialization stage. We already have validated all the protocols and the technology, so now we were searching for funds to continue with this process. Previously we have been supported. I have to say my great thank you to TIA, Department of Science and Technology, and also NIPMO for all the patent that we have done, and also to do the pre-validation stage of the protocols. And they also ensure the employment of one of the students that has been trained for the technology. So for now, we have found about this competition.
Yes.
We made the application, continued with the business plan. We also have a support of Dr. Valven from University of Pretoria about the market research, techno-economic evaluation, and business plan for commercialization. So he also was working with us. And we have participated in the competition, and now today we found that we are winner of this.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
So for those of us who don't know, what is biotechnology? It's such a big word, and you're talking about all these big words. What is it?
Yes. Biotechnology is a broad term. We have a biotechnologist here. It's about technological innovation in biological organisms. So specifically for us, biotechnology is in vitro propagation, which means propagation of plants in tube, in closed environment, with artificial media, not conventionally by soil. So the plant is very difficult to grow conventionally by soil and takes a long time. And from one seed you can achieve one plant.
Yeah.
So by the technology that we have done, from one seed we have propagated 15 plants. So it's a higher multiplication rate, faster time for growing the plant, and also we increase the productivity of the plant itself. So it's applied not only for Strelitzia, but we have also other plants that are working currently, indigenous plants of South Africa. We already submitted another patent for approval.
Talking about patents, right?
Yes.
And I know nothing about biotechnology. So I'm thinking to myself, why do you need a patent for a plant? Why do we need that? And what does biotechnology help us laymen to?
Yes.
The regular person, why should we care about biotechnology?
The biotechnology approach that we have used here will increase the productivity. So that will create, if we can manage to propagate the plants faster and produce more of these plants, we can commercialize better and also can create jobs for young scientists that are trained in this field.
Okay.
So patenting is protecting the technology. So if we want to commercialize or other companies want to use the technology, they have to pay royalty now to the University of Limpopo if they apply the technology.
Okay.
So it's a business linked approach. Mm. If we just publish the innovation, then we cannot protect.
Yeah.
So when we discover something new, we have to basically first protect the invention, or so-called intellectual property rights.
Yeah.
And patenting takes a long time, it's evaluating, and it's not an easy approach, and
yeah,
it costs money. But once it's protected, the next step is to commercialize the product and either license the patent to commercial company or we start our own company to produce the product.
Okay, that's really amazing. And my last question for you before I interview your lovely, I don't even know, students, colleagues. I've been asking everyone this question and I need to know what you think, but what is innovation to you?
Innovation is creation something new that has not existed, has
okay,
not been done till now.
Mm-hmm.
So this is innovation.
Okay.
There were previously some attempts to propagate the plants by this procedure that we have done,
mm-hmm,
but most of them were not completely successful because
yeah,
it's very difficult to grow this plant particularly under such conditions.
Okay.
But we managed somehow to overcome the difficulties and develop the complete technology for the propagation of the plant. The one thing is the plant is rare. It grows only in few localities in Eastern Cape. It's not available easily on the market. And also other countries like Australia or other America, they grow the plants, and we wanted South Africa to produce the plants instead of other countries to produce the plants. So we believe by this technology we'll also attract students to participate further in such innovations.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
You are listening to Africa Business Radio. For up-to-date insights on the African business landscape, log on to www.africabusinessradio.com. Your favorite shows are available as podcasts. Download them on our website and mobile app. Africa Business Radio. Towards a profitable Africa.
Please introduce yourself.
Okay. Yeah, I said my name is Petule Mangena.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, also from the University of Limpopo.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a lecturer in plant biotechnology.
Whoa, I mean, okay, first you're a lecturer, and then you're in plant biotechnology. For those of us who don't know what that is, and for those of us who feel like lecturers can never be innovative people who start businesses, what is plant biotechnology? And is it a myth or is it true that lecturers can't be innovative and business people?
Well, I'll start with the last one.
Okay.
It's not true that we cannot be innovative and business people.
Yeah.
Because everything has to do with training and acquiring new skills and yeah, everything else. And then now to the second one, plant biotechnology simply refers to the use of plant biosystems, as Prof indicated,
yeah,
just to improve the plants, whether you micropropagate or whether you want to improve the nutritional content or whether you want to develop plants that are drought tolerant, that means the plants that could grow under water deficit stress,
yeah,
so you can do that using that part. It's just a modern way of trying to make plants adapt to the climate change, if you can call
okay,
it, or global warming as a result.
So, everyone's been talking about the fourth industrial revolution. How does this tie in with things like what you're talking about? Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's everything is revolutionized now.
Yeah.
Like you can have mostly big companies in the US, for example, they're already in biotechnology.
Yes.
So it's more like you're developing plants that are just going to adapt with the changing environment,
yeah.
Of which it shows revolution, because they have to adapt on a daily basis, adapt into daily conditions that are busy changing. And I think as a plant biotechnologist, that it's what we should also do, especially Africa or in South Africa. We should also try and introduce such technology,
yeah.
And then see that probably we can actually contribute in terms of developing the economy and also addressing issues like of food security, for example, and other, of course, yeah, other problems.
other challenges we're facing,
yeah,
as a society.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go into the other questions, tell everybody, I mean, you're a winner, congratulations. Tell everybody what you won, what your projects are, let us know about you.
Well, this project, actually, it's a big one, because the vision actually is to have a tissue culture hub, to
okay.
build a tissue culture hub. So this could be a pre-commercialization of it, but the bigger picture is that we have a whole unit that specializes in tissue culture. And
is,
of course,
is that like a greenhouse when you say tissue culture hub?
What is that? Greenhouse is part of it.
Okay.
It's gonna be huge infrastructure with different laboratories, with different specialized rooms where we can actually propagate plants.
Yeah.
And we're not only gonna work on Strelitzia, but also we can introduce new plant species.
Yes.
And then be able to also not focus only on micropropagation, but also maybe produce genetically modified plants.
Oh, wow.
Genetically modified organisms. Actually, I specialize in plant genetic transformation.
Whoa.
That's one that I do, coupling it with techniques like the one we use for micropropagation of Strelitzia, which is plant tissue culture. And of course, then if the hub is established, definitely we're gonna create employment, because you're gonna need caretakers and everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
And then if we're gonna manage to run it as a big business, then we're also gonna employ people from other fields.
Yes.
So that they can assist us to actually run the company.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we shouldn't forget about the issue of knowledge.
Yeah.
Because then the hub will provide training, especially coming from University of Limpopo, where, you know, it's former black institutions, we are more disadvantaged,
yes.
But the establishment of such a hub will actually make sure that our students can actually get high quality education, and they can have training facilities, which is very much important. That is why for me, I feel like this is just the beginning, actually.
Yes, yes.
And then we are looking forward to a bigger thing,
yeah.
that you want to establish. Like I gave you an example earlier of USA, for example.
Yeah.
They have the technology through biotechnological techniques is well established.
Yes.
And that's why you're having our African companies having to buy seeds and other things from them. And they'll make sure that you continue buying from them, because they have infrastructure, they have companies and facilities that can actually genetically modify these plants. And then they'll bring them to us at higher prices, and then we just have to buy from them. But now this is an opportunity. And then we can also do for ourselves, and then we can be able to develop our economy.
Okay, so you touched on a very, like a few controversial points here that I want to talk about. But let's start with the first one. So a lot of my listeners are young entrepreneurs or people who've just started their first or second business. And a lot of them don't believe in incubation hubs, because they feel like all the incubation hub wants to do is collect data about them, put them as a KPI, and then we're done with you. So why did you choose to come to an incubation hub, and did it work for you? Is it a myth that these kinds of institutions don't work for entrepreneurs?
Well, most of them, they will also tell you that academics know nothing about business.
Yeah.
But incubation is very much important for us, because I was trained in sciences.
Mm.
I didn't do commercial sciences, I did biological sciences. And I think that's actually where you need incubation, like innovation hub, and then to actually train you so that you can put your innovative ideas into business. And I see it as a platform where we can actually be able, as people who are trained in biological sciences, to actually also venture into business.
Okay.
Because the only person who can protect the the innovation, it's myself as the inventor.
Yes.
So I can't trust someone to say they can protect it. And again, the goals that I set, like I said to you, the idea is to create employment, the idea is to create a research facility for our students and ourselves also. We should be able to find facilities where we can actually introduce more groundbreaking research than what we have already done. So incubation is one good platform that we think that we can actually utilize in order to train ourselves into business and then venture into business while we make research that we do on a daily basis to be commercialized.
So you would encourage other entrepreneurs to go to incubation hubs?
Actually, the fact that you win the prize, it's something else, but you're gonna get one thing that you will never get anywhere else, which is training. Knowledge is very much important, and I think with the skills, even if they don't give you money, but with the skills, you can be able to go out and do it for yourself.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And then you were saying that the American kind of biosciences ecosystem is so much more advanced, or at least it's more heavily resourced than the South African one.
That's it.
Who's to blame for that?
You know, sometimes if I can just look at Africa as a whole.
Yeah.
They come up with policies, very good policies, but the problem, they do not support them.
Okay.
And when I'm saying do not support them, I'm talking about our leaders. But now I'm impressed because now the government is doing something, is supporting us. Hopefully we can reach our goals. But I think more young people actually need such opportunities. They shouldn't be just available to the few.
Yes.
Like you can see, we are from Limpopo. And this look like a Houghton-based program. You see, and then such things you don't find them in Limpopo. And then that's actually where we need our leaders to just come into play and just try to create these opportunities so that more youth, because we're not the only ones, we can actually exploit these opportunities. And then who knows, maybe the problems of unemployment, poverty can actually be resolved.
Okay, so what is innovation to you? I mean, you came to this place called the Innovation Hub. Innovation is a buzzword right now, everyone's using it. What is innovation to you? What does it mean?
Well, as a scientist, innovation is not new for me. But this one that we are here for, I call it empowerment.
Oh, so you've been able to empowerment.
Yes. because as a scientist, what we do is that for each and every research project that you do, there should be novelty.
Yes.
That means it's supposed to be innovative.
Okay.
So it's not a foreign way to me.
Yes.
I know that if I get to the lab, I need to come up with a new idea that I can actually be able to share with the world, and then they can be able at least to learn something from me. But then when I come this side, then for me, it really feels like just empowerment.
Okay.
And yeah, that's why.
That's a great perspective. No one said that yet, so that's very cool. I'm going to tell Peter about this. I'm going to be like, you don't know what we just heard this evening. And then my last question for you, I've got so many questions, I'm just trying to pick the right one. For the entrepreneurs listening right now, What advice would you give them about going to incubators, how to pick the right one, how to be in the program? What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, everyone is born with a natural talent, tenacity.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing that you should do. Just check, introspect, basically, what are you good at?
Yes.
And I can tell them that if they can just pick that right thing that they're good at, they'll never go wrong. And they'll definitely succeed. Because that's something that God has given you. You have it in you. So I can just say to them, set yourself and go out there and express yourself. You're not going to regret it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We are taking ownership of our narrative, leading the conversation, enlightening our listeners. Africa Business Radio. Towards a profitable Africa.
Okay, my name is Wilson Mapeto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from the University of Limpopo.
Mm-hmm.
So I was born in Limpopo, in Sechewa. So I'm actually involved in this project. So I'm the lab technician.
Okay, which project?
the micropropagation of Strelitzia.
So the really smart stuff that we all don't understand.
Yeah, I'm that guy who's actually involved with the operation.
Yeah.
Work. So I'm starting from the purchasing of the raw materials until to the final product,
wow.
Taking care of everything in the lab.
So you're basically like the operations manager. Or,
yes.
You know, the operations director.
Yeah, I know
the
project
guy who gets
from
things
A
done.
To Z.
Yes. You're important. Nothing would happen without you, clearly.
Yeah. Even if when I'm here, I have to appoint somebody to like take care of my babies when I'm not around.
Your babies.
Yeah, so, just to...
So let's talk about this. I mean, you're literally talking about your plants like your babies. And a lot of entrepreneurs who listen to the show often talk about how passionate they are about their businesses. And to you, what's the difference between someone being genuinely passionate and someone pretending to be passionate?
I think somebody who's passionate is willing to do anything.
Yes.
To follow their dreams and make that dream become true. And somebody who's pretending to be passionate, I think sometimes people, they tend to follow a dream which, even though it's not working out, it's not for them, but then they just keep on insisting that, like, in their mind they think that, okay, they're good at it,
yes.
Even they're not. So sometimes you just have to recognize something that you're good at and something which it's it's your natural talent, you're born with.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So you can either follow something that you're good at and make
and
money out of it,
yeah.
Take advantage, or you can just stick to, you know, like
what everyone's doing.
Yeah, everybody's doing, even though you're not happy, but then as long as you put food on your table,
okay. So you're a science guy, self-confessed, and guys, I wish you could see him. He literally looks like a science man. I wouldn't peg him for anything else. And I mean that in a good way.
No.
He really looks like somebody who's all about science. As a guy who's a science guy, what made you want to become an entrepreneur? Because those are completely different worlds.
To be honest, spending time in the lab and doing all the experiments, the research, for me, when I'm in the lab, sometimes I ask myself, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
You see? So, like, you're doing all the research because most of the universities were actually trained to, like, do the research, publish papers, and do that, and have lectures and all that. Even though, I don't have a problem with that. But sometimes you have this thing wherein it says, okay, after doing this research, what can I do with it? You know, can I go into business with it? Can I, like, you know, because people are studying businesses out there and they're not even scientists.
True.
Yeah, and we have something unique.
Yeah.
You see, the site. So, but then, even though I know it's not going to be easy going into business, there are a lot of things that which we as scientists, we don't know about business and we don't have that business mentality.
Yes.
As you can just see here, we are actually trying to blend in as much as possible.
Yeah.
As much as possible.
Exactly.
But then, I mean, there are a lot of people who are studying business who don't know anything about business.
Definitely.
So why can't we as scientists change our mentality and educate our students to just say, like, when they see us, they will say, like, okay, I mean, doing this research, what if I can also start my own business with this research that I'm doing?
Yeah.
How can I transform that research into something which I can commercialize?
Yes.
That's what we're actually trying to, you know, motivate our undergrads, and because it all starts with the matriculants when they came to campus for
orientations
and all that. And then first year, also when you are busy helping them with the practicals and all that, I mean, you just have to like be positive about everything.
So you're always trying to kind of put an entrepreneurial or commercialish thread in everything that you guys do, just just to show them that there's something more out there.
I have to give credit to the technology transfer office. They're the ones who actually pushed us.
Okay.
I think this having technology transfer offices around campuses in South Africa can actually change the mentality of scientists to say, okay, we have this research and it's really good, so what can we do with it?
Yes.
Not just only publishing papers and all that, doing research, but then, because when you're going to commercialize or doing something with it, you're not only focusing on teaching and learning and all that, but then you're also creating jobs on the other side. As my colleague have already mentioned about this project, if you commercialize, then you create more jobs.
True, and that's, sorry, I did water, so that's why I'm doing it. Would you describe what you do as social entrepreneurship?
As a scientist.
Yeah, as in the project that you guys have, what is it with the tree, the name of your project?
Micropropagation.
Yes, these words are so complicated for me. But don't worry, anything that's a bit of an error, we will edit out, so don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But would you describe what you're doing, what your business is, as a social enterprise?
Yeah, in a way, it is.
Why?
Yeah.
What makes it work?
Because it's going to be a semi-commercial company.
Okay.
So as my colleague have already mentioned, it's to actually employ and also improve our universities, the surrounding, the community, because we are also looking at including the local community in this project.
Yes.
So it's not only about the university, but also including the local community, the people around, as you know, being part of this project. I'm talking about having a representative of the community in the maybe board of directors.
So big dreams. I'm so inspired.
Yeah, that's part of our
mandate. Okay. So the question I've been asking literally everyone I've interviewed, and I'm going to ask you, is what is innovation to you?
Innovation for me, it's creativity. Something new. And not just creativity or something new and then you stop there. No. Making something out of it. It doesn't make sense if you are like creative but then you're not doing anything. No, and that's it.
That's a tweet.
You have to go all the way.
Yes.
That's why we are here and enter the competition, and we are willing to go all the way, even though we don't have like much experience about business, but then we are willing to try and go all the way.
So why should an entrepreneur come to the Innovation Hub? Why do you think this Innovation Hub is different to anything else that's out there?
I think Innovation Hub is giving us opportunity, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
the opportunity to do what? Is it just money?
It's an opportunity to actually take your creativity, as I mentioned, that take your creativity and make it real. Make it possible. No, making your dreams come true now.
Wow.
They're saying, here's an opportunity, so here's the money, what are you gonna do with it? No,
okay.
You have to do something with it. You have the technology and everything, and somebody's saying, here's the money. We have a lot of people complaining about, having a lot of...
Sorry, continue.
Oh yeah, I was saying a lot of people have a lot of ideas, but then they don't have like opportunities like this.
Yeah.
They don't have like a capital.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah, for me it's an opportunity, a very huge one.
Thank you so much. You got to...
Campus Africa. Equipping our labor force. Right here on Africa Business Radio. Towards a profitable Africa.